Welcome. Today, we're discussing an exciting new tool for coders, Gemini Code. It's an open-source AI coding assistant, inspired by Claude Code, bringing the power of Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro right to your terminal.
Wow, Gemini 2.5 Pro in the terminal. That sounds incredibly convenient. Is it really open-source, though? Can developers tinker with it?
Absolutely. It's built from the ground up to be open-source and free. A former Google employee, one of the minds behind Notebook LM, created it. Think Claude Code, but with the potential for community contributions and modifications.
That's impressive. So, what's the context window like? Can it handle large code bases?
Massive context window. 1 million tokens, thanks to Gemini. It even has fallback support to Gemini 1.5 Pro if there are issues. Plus, it supports various models within the Gemini ecosystem. Pretty powerful stuff.
Okay, color me intrigued, but how does it compare to something more established, like Claude Code, feature-wise?
Well, that's where it gets interesting. It's still early days for Gemini Code. It has the basics, like file operations, directory management, running terminal commands, linting, formatting, even testing. But it's missing some of Claude Code's more advanced features, like smart context management and robust code indexing with TreeSitter.
I see. A bit of a trade-off then. Raw power and flexibility versus polished features. Did you get a chance to actually use it? What was your experience like?
I did. I asked it to build a Next.js image cropper, a task that can be tricky for AI. The speed was impressive. No unnecessary fluff, just straight to the code. The generated app was functional, though initially lacking a download option.
Uh-oh, a missing feature? Was it able to fix that?
It was. I prompted it again, and it added the download functionality flawlessly. The final output was clean, focused, no distractions. A good sign of a quality generation, in my opinion.
Sounds promising. Any major downsides you encountered?
A few. It executes terminal commands without confirmation, which can be risky. The diff view is pretty basic, and you can't use the up and down arrows to retrieve previous prompts. Overall, if Claude Code is a 10, Gemini Code is maybe a 3 right now. But remember, it's a weekend project.
A weekend project. That's even more impressive. It definitely has potential. So, should our listeners rush out and try it?
Absolutely. It's worth exploring, especially if you're interested in the Gemini models. It's a glimpse into what's possible with open-source development in this space. While it needs some polish, the core functionality is there, and the direction is exciting. Who knows, it might become the go-to Gemini coding tool down the line. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Goodbye.